Now, I mentioned before, every now and then you see a story, you come across a story that just stops you and floors you. And that happened to me on Monday. I was actually on Woolsend MP Sonia Hornery's Facebook page, and I came across the story of the gorgeous Emily, a 13-year-old girl from Woolsend, and she's been fighting clear cell meningioma stage 2 since 2018. And I had to speak to her mum today. So we've got Sian Green on the phone. Sian, thank you so much for joining us on what is such a difficult time for you. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Now, Sian, I know you've just come back from the hospital. Firstly, how is Emily doing this morning?
She's doing really well. She's actually got a few carers and a few old Oosh carers here, and they're all doing arts and crafts in my lounge room.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now, tell us, what exactly is clear cell meningioma stage 2?
Okay, so a clear cell meningioma is a super rare tumour. She's 1 in 10 that has it. She was the youngest diagnosed and had the most complications. But a meningioma itself is a common tumour, prominently a female tumour, and in the later stages of life. So it's actually quite astonishing that it happened to her when she was 10.
So it has. She was 10. She's now 13, and you've recently received more news that's not great.
Yeah. So back in 2018, Emily, we tried to reduct it all, but because it started behind her eye, went to the back of her head and down her brain stem. Once we got the tumour from the top part of her brain and got to the brain stem, she had 2 cardiac arrests, and they had to pull out and stop and deemed the rest that's on the brain tumour, on the brain stem, inoperable. So we went and did 38 rounds of radiation in hopes to make it lay dormant. That did work for 2 years until February this year, where it has regrown and we have now been given a palliative status.
Now, Sian, the thing that just really caught my eye was the fact that Emily's got the most gorgeous smile. She's still smiling given everything that she's gone through and is going through. Tell us about Emily. We know her medical status, but what's this little girl like?
This little girl, back when she was a little girl, she was in the choir, she was in the clarinet, she was in the dance group, she played netball every day, she was larger than life. Since she had the 2 strokes, she became paralysed on the whole left side and in a wheelchair. And it took a while for her to get to the terms of she's now disabled and can't do the things that she used to be able to do. And then it's just continuously gone from there. So now she does a weekly art class because she absolutely loves arts and crafts.
Wow.
She even got involved in the athletics group in Woolsend, and they were more than happy to let her shot put and stuff that she could do with one hand.
Yep.
And then just cheer from the from the sidelines when it was all races and things like that.
Oh, wow. Now, Sian, not only do you have the emotional turmoil you're going through, but let's talk about trying to support the family. I know that you and your husband, Brad, worked full-time. You've got 2 other children to support, 2 boys, Mason and Levi. You obviously haven't been able to work because you are caring for Emily along with 2 carers at all times as well. But Brad is still working because, you know, there's a mortgage to pay. There's a lot of medical fees. So how has this impacted on the family, and what challenges are you facing?
Oh, it has impacted tremendously. So we went from 2 full-time incomes to just my husband. We spend a lot of time apart when we're in the hospital, so my boys actually feel that grunt as well. Brad used a lot of his hours back in 2018, so now that we are at the palliative status, he's actually got to work because we can't afford to pay our mortgage without him working. So he's missing out on that quality one-on-one time.
That just breaks my heart. So I know since Sonia put up her post that a lot of people have been going to your GoFundMe page, but the goal here is we want Brad at home because we want him to spend as much time as possible with his little girl. So look, we have got up on 2NURFM.com, the morning show page, all of the links to the GoFundMe page. We've got Emily's Facebook page, so you can go and read a little bit more and get to know the family. But Sian, what would you say to anyone that is listening?
We are just so proud that we are Novocastrians and the community is wrapping their arms around our Princess Warrior and is there to support us and help us and be able to get Brad back home so he can spend these last few weeks with her.
Well, you're a strong family and we wish you all the very best, and your little Princess Warrior has the support of us and 2NURFM because we just think you're amazing.
Oh, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much.